The numbers told the story, they always do.
It's one of those idiots who believe in analytics.
This is a numbers game with Gil Alexander on VSiN.
Hour number two of a numbers game at VSiN, the sports betting network, VSiN.com, the VSiN app, Game Plus, iHeartRadio, YouTube TV, all proudly brought to you by BetMGM. It's Gil Alexander. Hope you had a happy Thanksgiving. Hope you continue to have a happy Thanksgiving weekend. Kelly Bidlin is here as well, producer number nine, so much more than a producer. Still to come this hour, Matt Brown with his NFL picks, co-host of the Final Countdown with Stormy Bonatoni. Matt will join us momentarily, as will Chris Felica, the Bear, from ESPN's College Game Day. Stanford Stephen the Bear podcast, and Daily Wager, to talk college football with us. I'm sure he has some soccer thoughts as well, because he's a big soccer head, so he's going to have some thoughts on USA, England, and beyond. We'll pick his brain about that. And Michael Craig from Right Angle Sports standing by here momentarily. We get tweets at Beating the Book. This is from Chance Copperpot, who says, the VSiN shows should have a drinking game, or all of them should have drinking games. A numbers game will be anytime Gil says we get tweets, or doot-doot-doot-doot. That's my way of stalling for time, in case you haven't noticed. I'm searching while I'm doing that. Kelly is harder to figure out, so I will just default to anytime he references the Vikings. Who are you, Oz the Mentalist?
That's a good one.
By the way, can we get Oz back in here?
Tried. He's a busy man. He's got NFL teams to get to.
Let's get Oz back in here.
Okay.
I want to see him wow us again. By the way, I am still...
Now I'm the magician.
I'm still... What did you just do? You just did that?
Yeah. Now he'll be he'll be booked.
That was your way of making me stop talking about Oz?
No, it's just like...
Done. I'm still freaked out by that, by the way. Still freaked out.
Yeah, it's creepy as hell.
For those who missed it.
You know, if I didn't have such a steel trap brain, I'd be freaked out too.
Couldn't break into your brain, but mine apparently mush. Picked a card remotely. I was sitting on the Eight of Clubs. He picked the Eight of Clubs.
Of all the things, it's the fact that he was over Skype that was the most unbelievable to
me. And then said, think of an athlete who you haven't thought about in a very long time. Write it down on a piece of paper. And this dude said Dan Thunder Marley, who I will never think of the same way again. This is from Christopher Lubesnik, who says he is a prop bet that he's playing. First half draw, full-time draw, 18-1, USA, England. That's what he's playing. Michael Craig with us? Oh, wait, pro tip before we get to Michael Craig. Pro tip of the hour, because we didn't do this last hour. This is a really good one because we're talking about, I went through like the last 3 weeks of football, 2.5 weeks of football, and how like five ridiculous bad beats, right? Up 14 in the Cowboys-Giants game in the fourth quarter, losing overtime as a four-point favorite. Up 14 with the Bears, 2.5-point favorites against Detroit 2 weeks ago, lose. Then there's last week, Denver. All kinds of ways Nathaniel Hackett botched that as 2.5-point favorites, lose. Jets, walk-off punt return, almost a walk-off punt return, lose. Yesterday, Cowboys against the spread. Somehow Maher misses and the Giants matriculate the ball down the field. Anyway, here's the point of all that. The point of all that is, I also said the first 9 weeks, every bounce is going my way. So you have to be honest with yourself on bets. And to the extent that you're able to be honest with your bets, the better off you will be. Or specifically, that you have to overcome bad beats and move on in sports betting. It will happen, and in some sports more times than other. The NFL may be second to none on this. The better you are at overcoming negative variance, the better off you will be long-term in this racket, and the more honest you are about your wins being fortunate and not really your handicapping skill, the better off you will be long-term in this particular industry. That's your pro tip of the hour. We do one every hour on VSiN across every show, so that means at least 20 every day. They're all available for VSiN Pro subscribers only at VSiN.com, where you can sort them by sport and by show. Ladies and gentlemen, he is with Right Angle Sports. He's been kind enough to join us many weeks now, both college football and college basketball, to give a release. And oh, the global markets move. Didn't go well for the pick last week, but we bring in Michael Craig from Right Angle Sports. How you doing, Michael?
I'm doing well. How about you, Gil?
I'm good. Let's start there before we get to this week's release, because I want to bring this up because we were just talking about a pro tip. This might be this hour's pro tip. You guys have this unbelievable long-term record, and you come on here and the markets move, and it is amazing because 98% of the people super appreciate it, and the audience to this show gets it, right? You guys aren't going to go undefeated lifetime, but there's always this fringe, right, of sports betting where it's like, I don't know what's rattling on in their heads, but they've obviously not been hugged as human beings. And they wait. Like, by the way, Everybody's going to lose picks, guys. This just in. If you think right angle's not going to lose a pick every once in a while, and maybe sometimes badly, hey, breaking news, they are. But this is a long-term thing. Does that amaze you, Michael, that after all the years you've spent doing sports betting, that there are still some people that will just never learn?
No, it doesn't amaze me. There's a lot of new people in the marketplace now more than ever with legalization and everything. So, I mean, we still have a lot of beginners at this point, and it's fine. I mean, last week we gave up the Tarleton under, ended up losing by, I don't know, 30 points. One of the reasons for giving it out was Tarleton played an opponent that doesn't foul off and ended up with 49 foul shots. So just one of those games where didn't really work out, didn't go our way. So hopefully we have something better this week.
All right, so here it is. So this is how this works in case you missed it again. This is the release process. Michael is going to give us a rotation number and a game, either a side or total, with that rotation number. You're going to add that bet to your bet slip if you're interested in playing it. We'll give you 30 seconds to find that bet. After which, Michael will then say, go or cancel. If he says cancel, that means you remove it from your bet slip, not a bet. And we'll do this over again. But if he says go, you bet it immediately. You ready to go, Mike?
Ready.
All right. Go. What do you got?
We're going to go to the extra game portion of the schedule. So 306-659, Bellarmine, Loyola Marymount, over 134.5.
306.
You have a time on that game? Something, you know, the legals, they don't have rotation numbers. What's the time on?
I think I have noon today, noon Eastern, I believe. No, is that noon Pacific maybe? I don't know if my times are Eastern or Pacific. It's got to be noon Pacific.
It's noon Pacific.
Yeah, noon Pacific. So it's 306-659. It's in the extra games or the added games. 306-659 is the rotation. Bellarmine, Loyola Marymount, over 134.5. Kelly, you got yours in your bet slip?
Yep. I was checking the time for you. Noon Pacific time.
Noon Pacific.
You're right.
All right.
All right. This one is a go. So go ahead and bet that.
Go. Go. Over 134.5 in the Bellarmine, Loyola Marymount game is a go. All right. While people are betting that, give us your handicap on that, Mike.
Well, you know, things never work out sometimes, but we wanted to give out a different game, and I had a better explanation written up for that one. So this wasn't necessarily my handicap game here, but notes are basically we think, you know, Ed does a lot with the West Coast team, so Ed, we've got Loyola Marymount marked as an over team. Bellarmine plays really slow, but they don't turn the ball over. Typically have a pretty good offense. It's pretty unique. And tempo projection 64 at Ken Palm and 137. So that's probably a low end on the tempo here. And we're getting a few points of value there. So, it just looks like a good spot. Bellarmine, like I said, has played some under teams. So good spot for an over here at a low total and a low projected tempo, which they shouldn't have trouble getting to.
Okay. And just what Mike was alluding to there isn't just to let people behind the curtain. Mike was going to give us another game, but it moved prior to his coming on this show. And so not just going to give you a number that was not beneficial, that had already moved off what they felt triggered a bet. So we went to another game that they like very much. So again, over 134.5, Bellarmine and Loyola Marymount. We have a couple minutes here. Want to give us an NBA prop, Michael, while you're here still?
Yeah, so if people go to raspicks.com, slash props. We've been giving out free props. We're going to give out freebies today between 4 and 6 p.m. Eastern. We are going to be starting a paid service here. I'm not sure when that order page will be available, but trying to build up a following at the RazzPix website. And then at some point, we're going to start charging for these. The prop today is going to be Brandon Ingram over 5.5 assists. It's good to -130. We're good to -130 on that, which that should have been pretty widely available when you sent that out. I think the plan for this weekend, I'm not sure if we're going to start charging this weekend, but we're going to do NFL. We're going to do NBA. I think there'll probably be some freebies, and then the paid picks will probably start as well. The record on these so far, both the NFL and the NBA are both actually hitting it at two-thirds, 67%, 34 and 17 combined. So yeah, like I said, you can go to the website and check that out. Sign up for the free releases between 4 and 6 p.m. Eastern today.
Okay, Brandon Ingram over 5.5 assists. Up to about what to bet that? What price would you take?
Up to lay 130. You can lay up to 130 on that. It was around even money, I believe, when we posted it here. I haven't looked at it in the past 20 minutes or so, but that's what it was. It was real close to even money before I came on. So, okay. Yeah, good to mine at 130. And, yeah, check out the other free stuff we're going to have at raspicks.com/props.
Thank you, Michael. Appreciate it as always. Ed should be very, Ed should be very proud of you. Thank you, Michael. Michael Craig, everybody, at RAS Picks for Right Angle Sports. Yes, sir.
Oh, just piggyback a bit on the Brandon Ingram one.
Please.
That's no CJ McCollum tonight for the Pelicans. He is out, so you should see Ingram's usage rate go up. I'm sure that was kind of factoring in with those guys over there at Right Angle. 10 assists for him against the Spurs on Wednesday night with McCollum out of the lineup. So I'm sure that's part of the reason why they're targeting that prop tonight.
And I see the Bellarmine total has already gone up a couple points to 136.5. Bellarmine, Loyola Marymount. I should have asked him up until what number he will play that as well. We'll get that advice for you. You don't want to let it get too much higher than it is right now.
Yeah,
that's for sure.
136.5.
Yeah. So we'll get that answer from Michael Craig right here on A Numbers Game at Visa, the Sports Betting Network. Bellarmine, Loyola Marymount was the play there, and the Brandon Ingram over on assist. We'll come back. Chris Felica joins us from ESPN's College Game Day, Stanford Stephen the Bear podcast, and of course, Daily Wager. We'll talk soccer. We'll talk college football with him. What a weekend in college football. It's next. Numbers Game Visa, the Sports Betting Network.
A Numbers Game on Visa, the Sports Betting Network.
It's Black Friday, y'all. We got a deal at VSiN. New VSiN Pro annual subscribers get a $30 credit to the VSiN store. With VSiN Pro Access, you get a daily recap of the top plays made by VSiN show hosts and guests. Tools like our betting splits that let you see where the money and bets are moving every game. Deep dive daily betting reports, plus our upcoming College Bowl and Super Bowl betting guides. The VSiN store is a great place to shop for VSiN sports betting hats, shirts, mugs, and other great gear. Hurry, though, it's a limited time Black Friday offer, so sign up now for the perfect sports betting holiday gift at VSiN.com/subscribe. He has a busy schedule each and every week. He does the Amazon Thursday night football game on a typical week. Not this week, of course, because it was Thanksgiving and it was a different schedule. But typically, Thursdays, he does that. And then, of course, game day on a Saturday, moving around the country via transportation that you and I, ladies and gentlemen, can only dream of. It's Chris Felica, the Bear, from ESPN. How you doing, Chris?
I just got to Columbus about 15 minutes ago. Yeah, the transportation that you and I could only dream of. Yeah, the nice 5:45 a.m. flight connecting in Detroit, having a gate change from one terminal to the other end of the terminal, hop on that regional jet. Yeah, with the air vent not working. Now that was that's quite the time, my friend.
The three most feared words in transportation, were they Delta, Atlanta, delay. Yeah, it's so
Delta Atlanta connection. Fortunately, I've done a really good job this year of avoiding Atlanta at basically at all costs, other than a couple of times when we've had SEC games where you really have no choice. But if we head west or we head Big Ten or Big 12 country, I'm connected in Detroit because I just like that airport.
All right,
the convenience of it.
I got plenty of questions.
We're wasting time.
I got plenty of questions to ask you. One, let's talk soccer. What are you doing with USA and England? Because I know you love this above all.
Yeah, I haven't decided yet. My gut says under 2.5, just because I think England got their goals, and I just think they'll be happy with the point, and they'll move on. But I really don't have anything definitive that I love. But I would think under 2.5 would probably be the play that I'm going to play in that match.
All right. By the way, update from Michael Craig. Don't play the Bellarmine Loyola Marymount over 137. Just wanted to follow up on something we did last segment. Sorry about that.
Oh, Chris. Did I miss a wide angle release?
You did. You missed a Bellarmine Loyola Marymount over. Yes, you did. All right. Before we get to your picks. Egg Bowl last night, Ole Miss loses. Lane Kiffin rumored to be going to Auburn. My first reaction when I heard this, Chris, was, and you're the perfect person to answer this, is that really a better job than Ole Miss?
Yes, it is, because you have more resources there in terms of boosters and money, and I think the ability to get people in school. And you're looking from a roster building standpoint as well. When was the last time you really saw a dominant defensive line, dominant defensive players at Ole Miss? Like, that's what Lane doesn't have there. Like Auburn, you can get those dominant defensive linemen in school and in the recruiting trail. So, like from a roster building to winning the SEC, he can score anywhere in that league. But I think Auburn does a better job from just the type of player you can get.
Okay, we got 13 college football games today. Lots of college football.
But by the way, yes. I don't think he's going to go. I think he's going to stay at Ole Miss.
Oh, you
I
do?
It's my hunch. Just from reading the tea leaves, I think we're going to wind up with Lane staying and Hugh Freeze going to Auburn. But we'll see. I could be wrong.
Would your theory be because he's hearing the outside noise about, like, okay, Lane, you don't have to do this every couple years. Like, you should stay in one spot and wait for a better job?
I think there's a little of that. And I think if you followed Lane in recent years, I think there's been a certain maturity level. I mean, you don't want to say he was completely immature, but look, Lane was viewed in a certain way. And I think the last couple of years, he's really just people who know him closely just see a different guy now. He seemed genuinely happy and settled in Oxford, and I think certain members of his family, his kids, like Oxford a lot too. And I think maybe at a different point in his life, maybe he would be out the door and on the way to Auburn right now. But I think there's something pulling him towards keeping him in Oxford.
Okay, 13 games today in college football, including Iowa's attempt to clinch a spot in the Big Ten championship. Oh, my
Absolute
God. What do you think about that game? What's your favorite bet of the day besides that?
Because that's exactly what we want, right? We want to see Iowa play Ohio State for Michigan again.
Totally.
Next week, because those regular season games were so great. It's a lot of points. I mean, this is a week where we've talked about this before. Like, you try and play amateur psychologist as to whether, like, over the bowl games, like, does Nebraska care? Is Nebraska going to show up, or is the stamp licked and the envelopes in the mail? I can't lay double digits with Iowa. I can probably play the under, though, because I don't think Nebraska's going to score a ton of points. I'd play under 38.5, which is what I see in the South Point right now. So you look at the last couple of games, Iowa's totals have all been mid to low 30s, and they've all gone under very easily. So I think that will continue today there. It's weird because the two games that I like today the most, Missouri and Cal, both have kind of moved away from me a little bit. Missouri was 3, and now it's 3.5, so that worries me a little bit. And Cal was 10. Now I see a couple of 11s out there. So, like that, when you see a game day move like that, that concerns me that maybe they are not on the right side in that game. So I'm going to tread a little bit more carefully than that, unfortunately.
All right, let me ask you about the big rivalry games tomorrow. Let's start with Michigan, Ohio State. Ohio mm-hmm. State favored by 7.5. What are you doing with that?
I would tend to lean towards Ohio State only because we just don't know how healthy Blake Corum is, and we're not going to know until we see warm-ups. And the same thing with Donovan Edwards. You're just not going to know until the game starts. It's certainly not going to get out how the condition of those two players. But I've seen enough of Michigan's offense to know even with them in the lineup, they struggle in the red zone mightily. They're 10th in the league in red zone touchdown percentage, and you're not going to win this game with field goals tomorrow. I think Ohio State, now look, you hate to just harken on emotion and revenge, but Ohio State has had this game circled on their calendar, obviously, since getting blown out in the second half last year in Ann Arbor. I don't think we're going to see Jackson Smith and Jigba, but I think there's still too much firepower on this Ohio State offense. Like, if you would have asked me this question a week ago, I probably would have been on Michigan. But I think after seeing Michigan last week, seeing Ohio State last week, both kind of sleepwalk, I think Ohio State is the right side here.
Michigan with the referee-aided win over Illinois.
Yeah.
What about USC and Notre Dame? Of all the games this week, I've heard a lot of Notre Dame love. I've heard a lot of USC love. Where do you fall?
I fall kind of in between, and the number kind of indicates that. I mean, I see fives out there right now. I would probably lean towards laying the five with USC here, only because I don't think Notre Dame can win a shootout type of game, but then you go down and you see that they did beat North Carolina earlier in the year. So they can, but at the same time, I think USC here, the way Caleb Williams is playing, the fact they've gotten to this point, they got the big win. If Notre Dame's offense can't get anything going, I think that could be trouble. We've seen that at times this year where Notre Dame's offense has struggled. But I would, if you had to play the game, I would lean towards laying the five.
All right, Chris, you got 2 minutes, even less. Give us your favorite plays.
Tomorrow, I like Wazoo in the Apple Cup. I don't know if the Washington offense, Michael Penix Jr., and that offense out in the Palouse at that time at night is going to go well. I do like Wazoo in the Apple Cup. I like Texas Tech getting the two at home against Oklahoma. I don't know. I think Oklahoma's kind of – they are what they are. Lubbock is a difficult place to go and play. It'll be pretty jacked up. So I think the Red Raiders put the points there. You hear things out of Tennessee. I mean, they had that embarrassing loss last week. Defense couldn't get a stop.
Yeah.
Now Hendon Hooker is out for the year. How is that offense going to look? I mean, we've talked about it times. Like, you get that loss, which completely crushes all of your goals. Now there's no CFP hope. Against a team that, if they win, and they won as a big dog last week, if they win, they go to a bowl. Like you know you're going to get a great effort out of Vandy. So I got to take Vandy plus the 14 as well. So I think tomorrow for best plays are Wazoo, Texas Tech, and Vandy plus the 14.
Yeah, the Vandy plus 14 is definitely the motivational fade angle, if you will, for sure on that one. By the way, real quick, 5 seconds. You think Texas A&M can mess with LSU?
I do. I think, again, you don't know, but I think defensively, that front is going to give LSU some problems.
All right, LSU favored by 10 in that one. Jimbo trying to make some noise here in late season. Chris, enjoy your weekend. Enjoy Columbus for what I grew up believing, at least with Auburn, Alabama, is the greatest rivalry in college football, Michigan, Ohio State. Thank you, sir.
Take care, guys.
Chris Felica, F-A-L-L-I-C-A. Coming back with Matt Brown, his NFL picks on the other side. Numbers Game VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
A Numbers Game on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
Before you make your next bet, be sure to visit VSiN.com to check the current betting splits data. That's current betting splits data. I'll try it one last time.
Fun bets.
There we go. Want to know where the money and bets are moving every game? Well, the betting splits page is updated with DraftKings odds every 10 minutes so you can see changes in all the action. Find out where the public is betting based on the number of tickets and where the money does not match the public opinion. You can check out not just today's action, but future events as well. Betting splits. Yet another way that VSiN is here to make you a smarter, better year-round. Check out today's betting splits for every game at VSiN.com. Skill Alexander, Kelly Bidlin. So, Kelly, how do we... We're down a unit in our bets giving because... The Giants snaked a touchdown. We had the under 1.5 touchdowns, and we get just absolutely crushed at the end with that. Now we got the draw in the England game. Are we playing for the booby prize now? What do we know? Have we shifted our mentality already?
Whoa, just one game, man. Come on. There's a long way to go.
Bro, I'm just making
jokes. I apologize for my delay on the betting splits.
It's okay. It's okay.
There's noises back here because Kev's phone just keeps blowing up from the ladies. You know, and Kev. I'm like, what's going on? What's going on back here?
Kev just walks in a room, and they just... fall by the wayside.
Yep.
Like
we know.
Yeah. Where was I going with the bet? With the bets giving thing? I had a point to make about this.
Know. Matt Brown probably.
Oh yes, it was a Matt Brown point. So Matt Brown and Stormy. You know, let's say this one. Matt's not around. Matt Brown and Stormy. Like Matt tries to push through a 14-1 on touchdown field goal first half for both teams. Touchdown field goal for both teams in the second half. Detroit Buffalo, and it gets vetoed. So they end up having some other bet. They both would have lost a unit. Can you believe this guy 14-1? He's trying to get through.
Can you believe this guy?
Hey, ladies and gentlemen, it's Matt Brown. Oh, sorry, Matt. We were just talking about you. How you doing, man?
Yeah, I got the kibosh on it. Listen, there were very specific rules that were laid out in this contest.
Yes.
And I go and I find a bet that that fits the parameters, and then I get a phone call like, oh, yeah, that one doesn't work either, actually. that one doesn't work. And I'm like, wait. I was told I can't do this. I can't do this. We can't do this. Yeah, no, that one doesn't work either. It fell into, guys, the gray area. So,
the gray area clause. You don't want that.
Now I'm looking at their selection for today. And Matt, how the heck is this, like, almost any different than what you did, tried to do yesterday?
Hey, Kelly. Hey Kelly! Why don't you just shut your little mouth over there let's not cause any more problems around here. All right, like let's just move right on.
What did this joker play? What did he play?
It's England to win 2-1, 3-1, or 4-1. Any of those results?
Oh, this guy!
It is a band of scores in a singular prop that is available.
Okay with it.
Hey, Kelly, why don't you just shut your mouth?
I was going to back him up, too, but I don't know. After that comment, man. Maybe not.
It's just funny. And look, like, this is fun, and I'm sure the next version of this will be quite different. But it was like, okay, any bet on the DraftKings menu, like, all right, awesome, we get in there. Except for this.
Except for that one.
Except for this one.
It's like, our goal, Matt, is to have every one of your bets vetoed. So you have to come to another one. Just make it as painful as possible.
It really was. It was so good. Anyway, we lost. It doesn't really matter.
They both would have lost. Anyway. All right, let's talk some NFL. What you got? Bevy of picks, would you call it?
I didn't have too many this week, though there are some props that I am still kind of waiting on here. But the first one that got into my account, and, you know, this was one that I thought would certainly move even more than it did, was just this Bucks at 3 in this one over Cleveland. Cleveland's defense is absolutely atrocious. And if you look here, I don't get it either, because they've actually got talent, right? I mean, I don't know why it's so bad, but it is bad, and we've got enough sample size now to know it's not going to get any better. I mean, 31st overall DVOA, 30th according to Pro Football Focus, and then you go to even the other just kind of numbers-based advanced analytics, their defensive EPA dead last in the NFL, their early down success defense 29th. So, I mean, like, I don't think we're going to find this Buck squad in too many kind of second and third and longs and stuff like that. I mean, I think they'll be able to move the ball, and we're getting them out of a bye. So, in theory, we should be getting the best version of this Bucks team that we've seen since week one or week two, right? Where all of these receivers are healthy. Everybody's kind of coming out. Maybe Tom figures out a little bit more of, he's been getting rid of the ball as it is very, very quickly to deal with the offensive line woes that they have, but maybe he figures something out even more, right? In as far as getting the ball out and figuring out how to do with this offense, because as bad as this offense has been, guys, Tampa pressure rate allowed, They're the best offensive line in the league, because Tom just really hadn't held it, right? I mean, like, he's just getting it out so quickly that they're just not giving up any pressure. And so I think this rolls. And then we don't like to do this a ton, guys, but I do wonder, when you're just kind of, you know, the lame duck quarterback
this is what I was going to ask you. And as I'm formulating this question in my head, I'm like, I don't know what he does with the answer to this question.
The Brissett YOLO game,
which you called it on Monday. We talked about it on Guessing Lines. What do you do with a guy like that who's like, I'm just going to heave it downfield? What are they going to do, fire me?
I know. Listen, Jacoby Brissett could throw for 600 yards and 9 touchdowns. It will not matter at all. Like, he is not starting next week. It is not happening. So that's the other thing that kind of factored into this with me. I was kind of like, yeah, I mean, like, what's – like, y'all just said, it's a YOLO game. What stops him from just hucking it all over the place and throwing it to the other team and, you know, all this? There has to be something going on there, right? Just knowing that no matter what you do, this is your last game starting for this team. So a lot of that went into this. And honestly, I think when we're talking about these teams that are on different arcs throughout the course of a season and different swings, I think we're probably at a Bucks upswing here, because it started so low that it can really kind of only be an upswing for this team. And when I talked about the props that I'm looking for, guys, they're not posted quite yet, but Rashad White, I think the Bucks are going to fully make the move here. Yeah. Like, I think they're going to fully make the move to Rashad White. And again, this Cleveland run defense is horrible. I mean, like, dead last DVOA, dead last Pro Football Focus, dead last rushing success rate. I mean, like, they're dead last in everything. So if these Rashad White props come out and they are at least somewhat decent, I'm probably going to put those in the account as well.
Okay. We'll give our picks next time. I think Matt and I are going to be oppo on a couple of these, which doesn't please me. Your next one, you like the Bengals. You love the Bengals. You're a Bengals guy. So, you think the right team's favorite here.
So here's the deal. Take this with a grain of salt, right? It's like, because I have a blind spot basically for both of these teams. It's I saw the 1.5 and it was screaming at me. Why is this 1.5? I mean, what is going on here? This Titans team, if you look at every one of the advanced metrics, all it says is they should be a mediocre team in the NFL, but you can't. And, you know, I think we talked about this a couple of weeks ago on the show, guys, like the one thing you can't do is there's no advanced metric for what the guy on the sideline means. And I think Vrabel at this point has pretty much proven.
Yeah.
He's a top five guy in all of the NFL, because this team doesn't have an incredible amount of talent really at any of the kind of position levels or anything. And all they do is go out and win games and figure out how to win games outside of Derrick Henry, I should say. But I mean, like it's just win after win after win after win. But again, it's like Cincinnati should, if we play the should game, should be able to move the ball, should be able to do this, that, the other. I mean, listen, one of the other deals about talking about all these sacks that Joe Burrow has taken. And I think Joe's smart enough. I think we would all probably agree as far as, you know, intelligence levels of the quarterbacks in the NFL, we'd probably just guess he's in the top 10. Some of these sacks have been on Joe Burrow, right? I mean, like some of these sacks have been him holding the ball too long and being indecisive and things like that. And I like to think that a guy like Burrow off of a bye week probably sat down and realized, okay, hey, some of this is on me. I got to make a change here. I need to do better and get the ball out quicker, make better decisions, or just get rid of it. You know, one of the two, but I can't be taking these sacks when my offensive line isn't really just giving up tons of pressure on me. So all of that goes into this. And like I said, take every bit of this with a grain of salt, because I can't figure out the Titans and hadn't been able to figure them out all season long.
I love that transparent analysis though, because you love the Bengals. You admit that there might be some secret things, secret sauce with the Titans, obviously not so secret with the coach, that just can't be quantified. Here's one that's interesting. You like the under in the Bears-Jets game. We know it's going to be Mike White, as Chrissy Andrews likes to say, Mike White for the Jets. We still don't know the Justin Fields situation, do we?
We do not, and I'm just trying to read the tea leaves here that this would not be sitting at six if this was Justin Fields. That's just my guess here, and so I'm just assuming it's going to be Trevor Siemian, and that was kind of where this came along. And so it doesn't matter if I got it at 42. People are wondering, hey, dude, it's sitting at 38.5. Cool, you got 42. What do you think about 38.5? And I got to be honest, like even at 38.5, if it's Trevor Siemian, if you guys remember this offense for this Bears team was one of the hardest offenses to watch in the NFL for the first month of the season, because it was so inept when it came to play calling and trying to figure out how to move the ball. And then all they did was just change offensive philosophies with Justin Fields and played more to Justin Fields' skill set, which was designed runs, him being able to tuck the ball and run the ball and all stuff like that. That is not Trevor Siemian's game. And I think we see this Bears offense that looks a whole lot more like what we saw in weeks 1 through 4 and 5 than we saw over the last month and a half of the season. So I don't think there's going to be very many points in this game. I think Mike White, there's a reason he was a third string quarterback in the first place, White. I mean, right. If anything, it's a lateral move. So even at 38.5, I still lean to the under.
All right. And you're Stanford wonging it with the Panthers and Steelers on a 2-team 6-point teaser.
The grossest teaser I've ever played in my whole life. Yes. Yeah. Yes. The absolute grossest teaser I've ever played. That game has a 36 total. I mean, like, what? We have to take 8.5 and a 36 total.
Kelly, why don't you just shut your mouth, Matt says.
I probably have a text right now. Like, oh, that bet, we need a new one.
It's just totally wage war on Stormy Bonatoni and Matt Brown's entries. Thank you, Matt. Appreciate it.
Later on.
Love that dude. Coming back, Kelly and I with our picks next.
A numbers game on VSiN, the sports betting network.
BetMGM, the king of sportsbooks, unleashes the spirit of Las Vegas with BetMGM rewards. Every time you make a wager at BetMGM, you can earn BetMGM rewards points that you can redeem for online bonus credits like free bets. Never been easier to join the action on the new BetMGM app, featuring a fresh redesign with improved features and quicker navigation. And if you're planning a trip to Vegas, you can also convert your BetMGM points into MGM rewards points that you can use towards dining, shows, and hotel rooms at over 20 MGM resorts located on the Las Vegas Strip. Europe and nationwide. BetMGM Rewards, sports betting's premier loyalty program, including exclusive offers, incredible experiences, and valuable perks when you wager with BetMGM. Sign up with BetMGM or log in today to take advantage of BetMGM Rewards. Eligibility restrictions apply. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions. Must be 21 years of age or older to wager. Please gamble responsibly, and if you have a gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER. It's Gil Alexander. Kelly Bidlin is here. I'm still dying from what took place last segment. Let me just do my imitation of you, Kelly. Kelly, you were so sincere, and as you were as you were looking at their bet, and you were simultaneously figuring out that the bet that you had isolated on was his again. You're like, wait a minute, why is this bet any different from yesterday's? And he just laid it.
Have you ever heard of...
Why'd you shut your mouth, Kelly?
What was it? Shut your little mouth? I don't even know what he said.
Oh, my God. Is that
funny? You ever heard us reference on Primetime Action,
yes,
or here on A Numbers Game, the VEASAN Plus Plus subscription?
Yes.
That was a taste of it with clean language.
Just a glimpse. Man, did we have a good time on that show.
Yeah.
There you go. So here are some of the bets giving bets again. These are the ones for today. Did every show end up participating, or did some shows not make it?
I think everybody's in.
Okay.
That's where there was some app problems, but I think everybody's in.
So follow the money went both teams scored. All has to do with the England USA. That was the parameter. We had to make a bet on that game.
That's it for today.
Coming up at 11 a.m.
And then after this show,
Eastern.
You got to figure out what we're doing this weekend.
Oh, yes we do. 11 a.m. East 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern. So follow the money went both teams to score. We went draw at plus 320.
Both teams not to score, I believe.
Both teams. Oh, really? Because it says both teams to
there's
score.
There's a no above it.
Oh, both teams. No, both teams to score. Correct. Both teams not to score. Pardon me, of course. We went draw.
There's a comma missing in the sentence. No, both teams score.
It's more of a statement.
It's a statement.
No, both teams to score. Lombardi line, un-American. They went with England. Big bets, un-American, went with England.
Yep.
Prime time.
Timothy Weah
to score at 5-1.
He's American. I know that one.
Let's see. I can't see this. That's Final Countdown?
That's Final Countdown with the England wins 2-1, 3-1, or 4-1.
Sure.
Sure.
Plus
215.
Interesting bet. Let's run that up the flagpole.
We could flip to the other one. We've got
Live Bet Saturday. Is this what it says? Live Bet Saturday? Bukayo Saka to score.
That's Live Bet tonight.
Live Bet tonight. The other one was Live Bet Saturday? I don't even know anymore because the logos are so small.
The logos are tiny.
Greg Peterson went with what we did. He went with a draw also. The Greg Peterson experience. Let's see. Jude Bellingham for the live bet, another version of live bet, to score a goal at 6-1.
I do not know what team Jude Bellingham's on. I'm going to go with England.
Football Blitz, also anti-American, going England. We got Raheem Sterling to score 2-1.
English.
Is that the podcast? I can't tell with the logo.
That is the Pro Football Betting Podcast. Yep.
JVT, Jack Grealish to score 4-1. Let's flip it one more time here. Bill 80, over 2.5 goals.
He was the first one to cash in the contest.
Yes, he was. First quarter, Detroit plus 3. Bingo bango for him. Josh Applebaum. Is it Josh Applebum? Josh Applebaum or Josh Baum. Applebaum?
Baum.
So,
Applebaum.
So not like Benita Applebaum. You really turned me
on. You got it going on.
Okay, so Josh went England. Again, very unpatriotic human beings. Oh, look at Adam Burke. England minus 1.5. He really hates America.
Really hates America.
Sean Mackinnon doesn't like America either. He went England. A lot of England here.
Steve Mackinnon.
What did I say?
Sean.
Oh, Steve Mackinnon. I'm sorry.
Sean McCollum.
Sean McCollum.
Here.
I saw
Steve
the SM.
Steve Mackinnon, yeah.
Yeah, Sean McCollum, Steve Mackinnon. Steve Mackinnon went with England. DT is Dave Tooley. He went under 2.5, so he's Oppo Bill 80.
Hates fun.
Humans. Now, there's an American, kind of, USA plus 1.
Yeah.
And
what, are we going for pushes here, humans? Come on.
Humans wants a push. And then, because he got a win yesterday, right? And then the final four here to give their plays.
He did get a win, yes.
We don't have those, the final four? No? We just stopped at
the 12? I think that's it. So maybe we are missing a few.
Oh, okay.
Your top five in the clubhouse.
Mm-hmm.
Adam Burke. He went Jared Goff over 1.5 passing touchdowns yesterday at plus 110.
Nice dud.
So,
nice.
So sadly, the top of our leaderboard is a plus 110 bet. There we go. Even money for humans on Giants plus 10.
Oh,
minus
man,
105.
Humans and Football Blitz backdoored in, didn't they?
Imagine if humans wins this by 5 points or cents.
Uh-huh.
He just got that slightly better juice on the number.
AD and Big Bets. Yeah, the Big Bets got their play in, huh? Huh, interesting.
They did.
All right. Okay, so our plays that we actually have bets on this week, gave them out earlier this week, so there's still four remaining. By the way, I split Dallas no yesterday, sadly, with that backdoor cover for the Giants. Did hit Minnesota. I mean, honestly, like both games could have gone either way, but I feel like we should have won the Dallas one.
That angered me, and not a pro tip. Not a pro tip.
Yeah.
I might have done a little chasing on that Vikings game last
night, too. We should do that. We should do anti-pro tips. We should do amateur tips.
Things you should not do that I totally did while I had a few cocktails in me. Rookie. I was so mad at that result, and I was like, Vikings are going to finally do this week. Double the bet.
Cautionary tips.
Yeah.
So that happened yesterday. So I have four more plays in the National Football League. I took the Washington Commodes. The Virginia Taco Holders, -4, giving the points against the Atlanta Falcons. Washington now 6-5, trying to get to 7-5 at the bottom of the NFC East.
I don't hate it. I don't hate any of your bets. You liked this week a whole lot better than I did.
Well, that doesn't really serve me well necessarily. It's always a concern when after guessing lines, I'm like, I like way too much. I'm Oppo Matt on a couple. I took Cleveland +3.5 because I do believe in the Jacoby Brissett. I don't care if I throw six picks. We're going to throw the ball around the yard. Watch this.
So I'm going to jump in right here because I bet one of my bets is the under on that game. It's a smaller bet, but I almost regretted it as soon as I put it in because I started thinking about the Brissett-Yolo game. I will be on Brissett over on a lot of props.
I'm trying to think like the equivalent of this. I guess we've had big-time quarterbacks who knew they were coming back from injury, and so no matter what you do in a game, you're not going to play.
But it's a little different, and I also think
a little different.
There's other factors to add up here. You're talking about Jacoby Brissett, who's going to be 30 years old in about a week, okay?
Right.
He has been the pros of backup quarterbacks in this league. I think that if you're talking about this guy handles himself great. You listen to him speak to the media. If you heard him at all this week, I was so impressed with him saying, hey, this is the job I was brought in to do. I knew I was only going to do it for 12 weeks. I tried to give my best effort, just saying all the right things. Zach Wilson. Just saying all the right things to the press, right? If you're the coaching staff, you don't even want to say, Jacoby, go out there, have some fun.
Yeah, no, they will.
Right? Have some fun. Drop some different plays for him. He's going to chuck it all over the place.
He's going to be like, did you tell me I could have some fun today? Watch this.
Yeah.
I'm also opposite Matt on the Tennessee Titans-Cincinnati Bengals game. I do believe in the Mike Vrabel-led Tennessee Titans. I took a field goal.
That's the most primetime action game ever. You're on the Titans side. He's on the Bengals side. And I'm like, I'm going to stay out of this one.
This is the quintessential primetime action dispute, for sure. And then I took the Seahawks. I've been taking them all year. I see no reason to stop here with the Seahawks. Laying the 3.5 on the Seattle Seahawks. I think that with the weak rest for the Seahawks, which is what they're coming into this game with, I feel very comfortable laying the points on Seattle. They haven't let me down. They did lose to Tampa Bay and Munich. Yes, I know we lost that one, but I'll take Seattle here, laying the points against the Raiders, who should not have beaten the Broncos last week, for God's sakes.
Yeah, just a couple quick ones from me. Like I said, I have that under in the Browns Buccaneers game. Did play that. I do have a good number on that. That has come down, so at least I've got that, but I'm not loving it. Then also played a smaller bet on the under on the Packers Eagles. You can get a better number on that right now. I moved the other way, actually. That's like 46.5 out there right now. But that's another one. We talked about it. A bit. We've talked about this rush defense with the Eagles and it having issues, but they brought in reinforcements. Both these teams, I think the Eagles haven't had as much offensive consistency recently, and the Packers obviously struggling. Aaron Rodgers, that broken thumb. I like the under in that play on Sunday night.
All right. We've done all we can do. Hope everybody had a wonderful Thanksgiving. Oh, by the way, pro tip of the hour. This has to do with USA and England. This is a little speculative from us, isn't it, Kelly? Would you call this a speculative pro tip? This is, you know, USA England. It may be slight, but there is likely to be some natural value on the England side today at U.S. sportsbooks. Little patriotism run amok, perhaps. The majority of action those books will see today will be on the U.S. side. It's your pro tip for the hour. We do one every hour on VSiN across every show, so that means at least 20 every day. They're all available for VSiN Pro subscribers only at VSiN.com, where you can sort them by sport and by show. Let's go draw. I don't even know like how. Let's go tie. That's what we're all about. Let's make some money. Lombardi Line is next. Enjoy from Visa, the Sports Betting Network.